Because I want y'all to see the glow and the victory that God has put on me today. I want to welcome a very special person to the show, my Aunt Annette. I love her so much. She has always been a supporter of me in everything that I'm doing. So big round of applause for you, Pooh Bear. Well, welcome to the show. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, baby.
Welcome
listen,
to the show.
I didn't call to talk. I just called to listen.
Okay, that's fine.
I just want to hear you do your thing. That's it.
Great. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and take you out of the room and let you go ahead and listen. Let's go ahead and get into this word, y'all. First and foremost, I want to tell y'all a story about Leah. Leah is a very important person. And a lot of us, we feeling abandoned on today, but we ain't got to feel abandoned. And I'm going to tell y'all why. See, Leah dreamed of opening a bookstore that sold Bibles and Christian books and provided a space for believers to come together, for people of God that love God to come together and worship with each other. How strong is that, y'all? You know, she wanted to host Bible studies and teen fellowship groups up out of there. And she had this vision. She envisioned it is not just as her business. This is not just my business. It was also her ministry. See, Leah already had it in her mind that not only is this going to be a store that sells Bibles and Christian books to have teen fellowships, it's not just my business, it's my ministry. You know, she had already sought out, you know, the Lord's will, and she prayed about it daily. She didn't just tell God that she wanted something. See, she prayed on it daily, each and every day. You know, Leah had even begun saving up a little money from each paycheck. You know, she used a little money for each paycheck as a seed money to start the business, y'all. She had a plan. Now, we got two things so far that Leah did. She prayed on it, and now she put some action in it, and she took a little bit of money from each one of her checks and made a seed money to start the business. Now, Leah, she worked out a timetable for even quitting her job. You know, Leah worked out a timetable for quitting her job, her current job, and devoting her energy into making her dream come true. And this is what I'm talking about today. You know, shout out to everybody that's tuning in now. I'm so thankful that y'all are here. Shout out to the 201, the 732, the 848, and the 973. We're getting that spiritual feeding on right now, and we're talking about not feeling abandoned. The holidays are here. Some of us are in other states. Some of us are discouraged because we got to go to work, school. We don't have the money to go to a different state, but we feel like we abandoned. But don't feel abandoned, because I'm going to tell you about this strong, powerful woman named Leah. Now, Leah, she wanted to open up a bookstore. She prayed on it daily. This is her dream. She prayed on it daily. She even took a little seed money and put it up for the business. She had already worked out. How wonderful. She had already worked out a timetable, y'all. A timetable for quitting her current job and devoting her energy to making her dream come true. But listen to this. Get it. One day, Leah found a perfect location. She was riding around. She found this perfect location. Now, she took a different route to work, and she passed an abandoned, boarded-up storefront. And it had an old police sign on it, nailed to the front of the door. And the good thing about it was in the middle of a commercial strip in the heart of the town. Like, how better of a place could she have find in a commercial strip in the heart of the town? So, you know, she already had her mind like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of businesses coming through here, a lot of people. Now, she tried to envision the inside of the building, and then she began making mental plans about fixing it up. She was sure that this was the building for her. This is going to be my building. This is what I pray to God for. This is my dream. This is going to be my ministry. It ain't just going to be a Christian bookstore or a teen ministry or a place where people can come and worship the word. This is going to be my ministry. Homegirl got a plan, y'all, and she's putting it into action. Okay, now she done found the store. It's in a good location. It's boarded up, and she already making mental thoughts on how to fix up the building. When she returned home that evening, she immediately she called the number that was on the sign, and she asked to speak to the owner. Here come the rain. Here come the rain right here. Now, she was devastated when he told her that there was rumors about the international corporation was planning to buy all the property in that area and build a state-of-the-art factory. Boom. The door closed right in her face. She was devastated. He was not going to lease the property so that he could immediately sell it to the corporation for big money. She's thinking about preaching and teaching the word of God and bringing people together so they won't feel abandoned, so they won't feel like they don't have anywhere to go. But this man is thinking it's already abandoned. It got an old for sale sign on it. He's going off rumors. He said, I can't sell it to you, Leah, because I might end up anyway selling it to a corporation for big money. Leah hung up the phone. She was feeling lost. She felt dejected. You know, she had felt so sure that the old store was the one business for her. She had put all her plan into this. This one is for me. This right here, this is my goal. This is going to be my store. You know, she had felt like her dream was finally going to come true. Now, she wasn't sure if the dream was going to come true at all. That's that dangerous deed that just came in, y'all. See, I want to talk to y'all a little bit right now about dangerous deeds. And while I'm talking in the midst of it, I'm opening up Diva Spot ENT TV so y'all can see me live doing my thing. I need y'all to see the glow that God can put on you and give you if you keep searching him and loving. I'm going to give y'all a link in a few minutes. I just got to open it up. God is so good. And matter of fact, it's about to go on my Facebook page. So just be patient. But them dangerous deeds, those dangerous deeds can definitely come into play. The dangerous deeds is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritness. I'm going to say that again. These dangerous deeds is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritment. When things don't work out the way that we want them to work out and the way that we plan for them to work out, the first thing we do is start getting doubt. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that now. I don't think I'm going to be able to open the store. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. That's not true, y'all. See, you got to get some passion, some strength about yourself. Your faith got to be stronger about your will. But when the doubt come in, here go the discouragement. You already doubted the situation, and now you discouraged. Oh, I can't do it. He said that I can't get the store. He's going to sell it to somebody else. But your faith in God has to be stronger than your will. And I say that to say this. If your faith is not stronger than your will, you're going to fail every time. See, be thankful. Y'all tune in with me. Bear with me. Tune in here. Everybody go to my Facebook. Go to your Facebook page and type in Diva Mary Kay. I'm going to pull up. The link is there for you to see me live on Diva Spot TV. So I'm going in. I'm going to definitely put it on Twitter as well so we can get this moving. But them dangerous deeds. First come the doubt, then come the discouragement, then the dispiritness. Now, your spirit all jacked up and it's stinking. We can smell your spirit. You can smell it, too. But what do we do as human beings? We try to move around it. You know, we try to act like we don't smell it, like we don't see it. And it's there. It ain't going nowhere. But when you get to troubling times and you feel like your back is against the wall and you feel like ain't nobody there to help you, you got all the help you need in Jesus. You got all the help you need in the Lord. The Lord is with you. He said, I will never forsake you. See, the beautiful thing about God that I love him so much, is that he tells me in his word that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You can't get no better than that. I mean, seriously, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Who gonna stop you when you're doing stuff like that? Who can really touch you? I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your comments and your opinions. And not only are we talking about not feeling abandoned on the day and encouraging one another, I want y'all to give some shout-outs, give your testimony. See, we rocking tonight. I got some hot music for y'all tonight, and we definitely getting the spiritual feeding. Who says spiritual feeding can't be fun? See, a lot of times we idolize the things in the world. And it's a lot of times why we get caught up on the gifts. Oh, I got to get a gift for such and such. I got to do this and I got to give that. And when you can't give it, you feel all jacked up in the inside. But how is it that God has already blessed us on today with everything that we need? How about giving the gift of prayer? Can you get down on your knees, on your face, and pray for your loved ones? That's a powerful gift. We get caught up in the things of the world and the problems in the world, and guess what we do? Watch this. Watch what we do. We start making them our own problems. Then we want to start having a pity party. Now I'm going to call Day Day, Craig, Tijuana, and Keisha over and say, oh, man, this is all messed up. This all jacked up. You know, I'm feeling some type of way about this situation. I'm down. Basically, all you're saying to that person is, can you come and be down with me? Time to build your spirit up, man. We got too many Flavor Flav little skinny spirits around here. You need a big, precious Monique spirit that when the bad times come, you will understand that God is sending trouble my way to move me to higher land. I just messed somebody up when I said that. God is sending trouble your way to move you to higher land. And when you get to the high land, when you move to a higher place, a better place, be humble. Because God sent trouble my way to move me to higher lands, and now I'm a humble woman on high land. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines to the hotlines. We got 973-651 live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Mrs. Amachi. How you doing, cuz?
I am fine.
I like your show tonight. I'm just listening. I just tuned in, and I like what you're saying. I have a good testimony for you, because these days, holidays are not. I feel like people is missing their blessings because everybody look at the downside of their life. Turn that around. Look at the upside of your life. Look at all the blessings you got. You got more blessings than your downfall. People fail to realize and see that part of life. They want to be down in the dumps. Life is what you make it. You can turn your life around at any time and at any point. You don't let nobody steal your joy. God gave it to you, and he's the only one can take it from you. But people these days, they don't have faith, you know? You have to have faith, and you have to have patience. Anything that you want in life will work out for you. What might not work out when you want it, but it will work out when you need it. God knows when you need it. And these holidays time, I don't know what people is going through in their lives. Everybody is going through different things. But for me, if you look at the positive part of life, you'll get more joy out of it. You'll have a smile on your face more than a frown. A simple hello, how you doing to a person. You bump into a person, they want to curse you out. For what? You know, it's just a simple mistake. And like I said, life is what you make it. Yeah, everybody don't have a fair share. But when it's time for you to get yours, be sure God will give it to you. You just have to have patience. He knows when you need it. He knows when you want it. But he's going to give it to you when you want it. When you need it, not when you want it. You just have to have patience.
Say that,
Gwen. You just have to have patience. I done went through so much in my life. But I learned how to have patience. And God been blessing me ever since. It's been 18 years I've been clean and sober.
Yeah.
Ain't thinking about going back. Don't want to go back. There's nothing there for me. The last 3 months, I done been through trials and tribulations, and God brought me out of it. You know? I done burned myself 2nd and 3rd degrees. Had to have surgery, skin graft. I'm walking just fine. The color is coming back in my leg. And I'm still praising God, and God is still carrying me. My brother just died from a heart attack, 47 years old. Heart attack, young boy. Got down there safely. He brought me back safely. And he walked with me the whole way. You know? Ain't nobody gonna steal my joy. I'm not gonna allow nobody to steal my joy. You wanna walk around me with your face frowned? You keep it going because I'm going the other way. You ain't positive. You don't have anything good to say to me. All well and good. How you doing? And I'm gonna keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not allowing nobody to steal my joy. God has something for me, and I'm gonna wait on it. And in the meantime, I'm gonna live my life to the fullest. And that's all I want to tune in and say to you.
I thank you so much, Gwen, for calling in and just upgrading us with that word and giving us that testimony. Because it is true. You're not supposed to let nobody dictate what type of day you and God are going to have together.
That's right.
See,
if
you look at your life right now and look at where he brought you from, you should be thankful right now.
Well, I am. Every moment, every second, I am.
It's that gratitude. A lot of us need to get rid of our attitude and get some gratitude on today. Be thankful what God has blessed you. You feeling all down in the dumps. You feeling like, you know, your family, your love, your mate didn't abandon you. Nobody bought you this. Nobody got you that, or whatever the case may be. You know, you're going through some hard times. The lights about to get cut off. You don't have the food that you want. But let's be clear. God always provides a way. You are made in his image.
He will step in for you.
He'll step in and be your intercessor.
That's right.
But you got to have some faith. You got to put some work in. Too many of us want that internet blessing. We want to click a button and boom, there's my blessing. That's not how that works. You got to put some work to get that blessing. You're not going to give somebody $1 million for free. They don't have to work you. So you got to. It's time for us to start preparing ourselves. I like to use them when I say, you know, we do these credit checks and stuff for these jobs and these houses. See, we residents of heaven. We just live on earth. But when it's time for you to go with the Lord and be with the Lord, you know, he going to run the credit check on you. Let's think about it. When you go apply for a nice apartment in a gated community, everything is beautiful. They're going to check your credit. They want to know, have you been paying your bills on time? Do you have a good finance relationship with people? They're going to check your background check. What have this person done in their life? You know, are they a positive or negative person? And not like that. They're going to check your financial situation. Can you afford to live in here? But that's the same thing with the Lord. When it's time for you to check out and you talking about going to paradise, see, God got a credit check too. He going to do the same thing. He going to do that credit check. Have you been paying your tithes? Have you been supporting my people in the community? Have you been giving your 10%? All right. He going to do that background check. What is it? Have you been repenting for your sins? Have you been being a positive person? Have you been loving me and loving my people the way that I love my people? And financially, have you made the payment to live in paradise? God made the payment with his only begotten son, Jesus. Have you made a payment to be here? You know, you got to think about that. We so caught up with living in the world. When you idolize the things of the world and you worship them and make them your friends, you make God your enemy. How could you worship something so much and I'm the one that protected you? I'm the one that provides you. How could you say that your car and your house and your job bring you joy?
Yeah.
See, we caught up in this world, y'all, and I used to be caught up too. Gwen has seen me come a long, long far way.
Yeah.
I was dealing with some dangerous disease, depression, drugs, discouragement, doubt. But through all that mess I went through, God never forsake me. He said, I got a calling on your life. I got some stuff that I want you to do, but you got to let me use you as a tool.
Yes.
Otherwise, what am I going to do? Hey, fool. Otherwise, what are you going to do? How could you say you love me? How could you say I'm the head of your house And a lot of people say, I love this one right here, Gwen. Y'all got to get this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And witness with me. You can also check me out on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. But I like this one. And then I'm going to invite you because I can't see you, but I'm going to be able to see you in a few seconds. Just bear with me. I think you got to have a webcam. But people say, God know my heart. Well, I'm not going to be
able to see you.
God know my heart. God know my heart. God knows where my heart is. But let's talk about this right here. Let's just touch on it. The heart is a liar. So are you saying that God knows that you're a liar? I'm just saying. Are you saying that God knows you're a liar? I know what's inside your heart. I know that I love the Lord. I know I worship the Lord. But we got to start putting on our sneakers and chasing the word of God. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. See, when some stuff going wrong and things going wrong and your kids is going crazy, your finances, your house, your spouse is going crazy, that is the time where you need to be going and meditating with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not even in the bad times, meditate in the good times.
That's right.
Have a conversation with him. See, if you want God to really hear you, it's the prayer piece. I'm praying. I'm having a conversation with my God. When you come to him, stop saying, gimme, 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 gimme. Say, Lord, thank you. Father, bless you for you being who you are and showing up and being available in my life where I can bring my stinking thinking and my spirit, my stinking spirit to you and get some clarity on my situation. See, we so ready to be looking over other people's shoulders and we seeing what they're doing. If he got a car, a nice car, and you don't, it's that grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you the things that you don't deserve each and every day, like life. You don't deserve it. You so depressed talking about the world is all messed up. Why should you deserve your life? But God gives you that. You walk around with a stink attitude. You mad at everybody. You want to isolate. Why do you deserve life? And mercy. Mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for yet. Be thankful that you're holding them. If you ain't got that car you want, you ain't ready for it. If you ain't got that house that you want, you're not ready for it. If you ain't got the job and the money that you want, you're not ready for it. Pray on it. Stay on it. Lay on it. Let God work it out for you. Start building that muscle. And I encourage everybody that's tuning in and listening, you're now tuning in live to Diva Fly Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. But I encourage you to go to Barnes & Noble or any Bible store and get you a yearly Bible, something that you can apply daily. Read the word daily. I swear you're going to start getting such a clear understanding of things and situations in your life that the small things in life ain't even going to really matter no more. It's going to be a small thing to a giant. You got to understand, I ain't no superstar, but he still loves me, man. I got a great song for y'all that actually got Beyonce in it. This is Girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and you're tuning in to me live on Diva Spot, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give you a shout out, give you a testimony, working on now. Because I ain't a superstar, but God still loves me. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. And even though I ain't worthy, God still loves me. Oh, wow. I got my favorite person, one of my favorite aunts. I got my two aunts rocking with me. I got Annette live on in the Blog Talk Diva Spot TV. I got Gwen live on the line, and she just upgrades us and let us know you need to be thankful for where you are at right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Wherever you planted at, if you live in your own crib, if you in a shelter, if you live with somebody else, if you sleeping on somebody's couch, it's only a temporary situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a long-term situation if you get long-term stinking thinking. See, you want to praise God and be thankful for God in your darkest hours. And I'm going to tell you why you should be thankful for your dark hours. Because it's on-the-job training. It's preparing you for something that's so much more greater. See, the good thing about despair, it brings hope. It brings faith. And it's kind of sad that it got to get to the point for us to get to despair and things going wrong and going mayhem for us to lift our hands and say, Father God, I surrender. Wherever you at right now, just surrender. I know I'm making it sound easy because it is.
Yeah.
But once you surrender, you're going to have to work day by day by day by day. It's just like a job. When you first start the job, you get the orientation. You don't go right out on the floor. They sit you in the back, sit you with that video, so you can start getting and understand the standards of working at this job, and you go through the safety procedures. You do a, you watch a video on what you need to be doing. See, that's the same thing with faith. You need to start building your skills. You need to start getting the understanding. See, it's three type of peoples, and I'm going to tell y'all, y'all got to get this. This is good right here for me, and I'm going to get it for y'all. Shout out to guest 4323. Jamie, how you doing in the chat room? And also shout out to Peacefully. I'm so glad that y'all live in the building. We talking, you now tuning in live to Diva Spa Radio ENT. We talking about abandonment on today. Sometimes we feel like our family and God has abandoned us, and sometimes we abandon our family and God. Let's not forget that. Let's definitely not forget that. God has always been available, and he's able to be on time for you, but you got to let him. How he going to bless you with something and you won't let him bless you? I can't bless you either if you don't let me bless you. How can I bless you with anything and you got a suitcase full of stuff? Let's think about it. You got a suitcase full of junk. It's all packed up, everything all bounced into one. How can I bless you and you already got stuff in your suitcase? God wants to give you a blessing. He wants to pour you out. He wants to open up the window and just pour you out abundant for blessing. But some of the things that you need to have first. First, let's get a heart of Solomon. Solomon said to the Lord, he said, Lord, give me a descendant heart where I can judge the people with a descendant heart according to your will, not my own. See, being that Solomon, what Solomon wanted for the people, what God wanted for the people, God said, I'm going to give you what you asked me for, and I'm going to give you what you didn't ask me for. Huh? Don't you want God to give you what you asked for and what you didn't ask for? You are worthy. And Pooh Bear said it, you are worthy, ever so worthy. And by faith, you can do all things. I changed my whole situation around by faith. How is it that, you know, if you want to live better, you want to live happy, you want to have some peace, God don't charge you anything. He don't ask you for one dime. All he asks you to do is just praise him, worship him, have faith in him, trust him, wait on it.
That's right. Amen.
All he asks you to do is plant that seed. A good farmer knows. A good farmer knows, I'm going to plant this seed, and I'm the most important thing I got to give this seed is time. Time for the harvest to grow. He'll come by once in a while, give us some water, show us some love. It's going to get some sunshine. But when you plant the seed, the most important thing, the most important ingredient is time and faith and trust and understanding. When you're feeling like you're discouraged, get down on your knees and say, Father God, no weapons formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work. I will look to the heavens. I will look up to you, Lord. I will reach to the hills from which cometh my help. I ain't worried about all these little stuff going on, because let me tell you something about the world, baby. The world is limited. Your hair is limited. Your weight is limited. Your car, your job, your house, your relationship is limited. But there is a service, and there is a blessing that's unlimited. God promised you unlimited life, unlimited abundance, unlimited peace. We got to take the time to get back to where we came from. Otherwise, you're going to be all jacked up wondering what happened. What's going on? Why do I feel this way? Y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this. T.D. Jakes, I got something else for y'all. Not only am I feeding y'all spirit with this music, shout out to the 732 live in the building. I'm networking back from the switchboard to the chat room to the Diva Spot ENT TV. If you want to see me live on live stream, you can just go to my Twitter at Diva at twitter.com/DivaMaryK, or you can pull me up on Facebook. Just type in Diva Mary K. The link is on my page. I'm live here on Diva Spot TV. Because not only do we need an audio, we need a visual. I want y'all to see the glow that God has put on me and my life and how good it feels. See, because when you got God in your life and when you love the Lord, you going to glow like nobody's business. Gwen can tell you about that glow. She got it all over her.
And I'm going to keep it on me.
You got to fight. And I like what you said just now, Gwen. You and I'm going to keep it on me.
That's
this
right.
Is mine.
And God put it on me, and you're the only one can take it off of me.
Hmm. Don't let nobody come steal your joy.
No. Mm-mm. Your joy is your joy. What God got for you is for you.
What God got for you is yours. Can't nobody,
right.
When God has ordained something on your life, it's yours. Can't nobody touch it? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody can touch it.
And it's so easy. All you got to do is believe in him.
Hmm. That's all you got to do. But then there's the thing right there. See, that's the point. That's the hit right there. Do you believe that God really got you? Or are we all running around trying to be Jesus Jr.? You trying to work it out for yourself. You trying to do things on your own, really? And God is so good because he just left you. Like, you know what? I gave you free will. I'm not going to make you do nothing. I promise you I won't make you do anything.
And why stress about something you can't do nothing about? Give it to God and leave it alone. Give it to God and walk away. He'll take care of the rest.
Y'all got to give it to God and let God do his thing.
That's right.
Let him do what he's supposed to do. I want y'all to hear this. T.D. Jakes said there, beware of three types of friendship. Three types of friendship. I got the audio, so I'm going to play it for y'all. This is going to blow your mind. God is so good. I'm going to let it low a little bit, but y'all got to hear this.
Your face, they will get in your face. business, they will tell you when you're wrong because they are confidants. If you have two or three of them in a lifetime, you will be a blessed person. Without them, you'll never be who God called you to be. You need to find your confidant. Number two, the other group are your constituents. They are not into you. They are into what you are for. They are for what you are for. They are your constituents. And as long as you are for what they are for, they will walk with you and work with you and labor with you. They don't think that they are for you. They are for what you are for. And you have to know that, because if they meet somebody else that will further their agenda, that will leave you and hook up with them, because they were never for you. They were just for what you were for. They are your constituents. And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your God.
You will need to become a man. Y'all gotta get this.
I'd rather have somebody who really loved me lay across a bed and rebuke the devil.
I hope that y'all got that. It was picking up in and out. Y'all on all YouTube. It was three type of friendships with DJ. And he was saying, you know, it's three types of friendships. And it's so, so true. Why I'm talking about friendships. It's three type of friendships. You got your confidant, you got your constituents, and you got your comrades. And I think, wow, that picture looks funny. I froze on the screen. But I think it was so, so, so great that he said that. You know, your constituents is always going to be there for you. They love you no matter what. They with you. And if you're still breaking up, y'all just refresh your browsers. If you listen live online, refresh your browser. If you here on Blog Talk TV, Diva Spot TV, just refresh your browser. But, yes, I love it that T.D. Jakes came hard with that, you know. Y'all definitely got to go back and listen to that. Go to YouTube and put in three types of people. But we nowadays are feeling very dependent. So we're starting to abandon our dreams. We're starting to give up on our dreams. Like, that's out of the question. And the reason why I say that is out of the question, I mean, it's out of the matter. Like, that's not what's going to happen, because I'm not going to let you give up today. See, I don't have to know you to love you. I don't have to know you to pray over you. I don't have to know you to want what's best for you in your life and what God has for you. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to speak to me and a host and get your opinion off. I definitely want to just be thankful that God is who he is. I mean, just thankful for who he is, that his word is yes and amen. And if you get people who you see that's being negative towards what you're doing, that's all right. You got to keep moving on past them. Because one of the things about success, you're going to pass some failure to get success. You definitely going to pass failure to get success. You cannot get to success without passing some failure, whether your failure, whether somebody else's failure, whether all of that. God is so good. Call me up at Diva Spot ENT Radio at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And once you get live on the show, press the one button so you can come in live. And you can definitely give your testimony. Say how good God is to you. Understand you're going to get some new fools in your life, on your path, and you're going to see them, but you got to move over the new fools. Don't give them no energy. Don't give them a reason to or have an audience. We giving up on our dreams, but I got to encourage y'all today. You know, in Newark, New Jersey right now, it's getting so bad in these days that the buses are being robbed. It's robbing season. They didn't upgrade it, not even upgraded, but got more demonic and decided to get on the 13 bus. Whoever this person is or persons, they robbed the people on the 13 bus. And for those who live in Newark and they know how long the 13 bus is, they hit them buses twice. And not only that, they turn around and hit the 70. The 70 bus going to Livingston Mall. We got to stay prayed up, y'all. It's crazy. Times is hard. Yeah, we all going through some stuff, you know. And I definitely want your opinion on that. Gwen, what you think about that situation right there?
Well, I think that
About the robbery on the bus?
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad that you work hard, go out there, make your money, work hard, and want to go shopping or do whatever needs to be done for somebody just to come up and just take from you like that. Yes, it's rough out there. But if you believe in God and sit back and wait, He will give you the things you need. You don't have to go out there and rob people and take what they work hard for to make, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad that people is robbing people like that. And most of the time, it's just your own kind, you know? And it's just sad. I just try to watch my surroundings and keep prayed up and pray for other people. I don't just pray for myself. I pray for everybody. Every morning I'm on my knees before I go out my door. I'm praying for the whole nation, the whole world, everybody, because it's hard. It's rough, but like I said, there's nothing you can do about it. You pray on it, give it to God, and leave it there. He will work it out for you. But all this robbery, I don't understand why you have to go out there and take from other people. Go out there and make your own. Jobs out there, yes, it's hard to find, but, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, God will bless you. But it's sad that, you know, all these, and these days, the younger people are killing each other. And now they're laying off the police officer. We don't have no protections now. They're getting ready to lay off East Orange Police.
Wow.
What'd you say? They're ready to lay off a lot of East Orange Police there. And this is the wrong time to be laying off police officers. Where's our protection? Who's going to protect us?
Who's going to protect the community? Now, I think, you know, the community should come together now. If not any other time we could have came together, we must come together now and protect one another, to look for one another, to support one another. It's so important.
That's true. That's true. But so many people just want for themselves and don't think about the next person.
True.
You know, for some reason, they won't get together and, like you said, as a community and help each other out. Everybody's for self. And that's not the way to live, being for self. If everybody work together, everything will work out. But a lot of people is about self. They want is about what they want, what they need, what they got.
And we want it, and we coming in, and we going to take it. Like, it's either you going to get down or lay down. That's the whole thing now. It's either you going to get down or you going to lay down. But that's not what's up. Because there's nowhere you can go to hide from God.
No. No.
Ain't nowhere where you can go to hide from God. And I don't know why you're trying to hide anyway. You know, and it's sad that, you know, they laying off top. You know, we got to look at the situation. If nothing brought us together so far, this should bring us together. You know, to communicate, you should know your neighbor. Know your neighbor. Know what she is. I see some knocking on your door and say, you know, have you seen my son or whatever the case may be? And you don't know who my son is. You don't know who I am. And we live on the same block. Know your neighbor.
Yes.
But everything has got so shady because people have got so greedy. But instead of just all speaking to the negative, it's time for us to speak to the positive and get some stuff going. Nothing is going to change unless we start to change.
We need to work together.
You just got to let them. There are times, I mean, really, there are times in our lives, I mean, seriously, times in our lives, everybody go through it. There are times in our life when we feel unsure. We feel lost. We feel abandoned. You know, there are times when we feel, even though we have sought out the Lord's will and that our strongest dreams will always remain just in the grass. They will just remain out of our grasp like we can never get them. But God knows how we feel. He knows. He know how we feel. You know, that's why he reminds us that with God, all things are possible. God knows how we feel. He knows the situation. He knew the situation before it even arose. But you got to let him work out the things that he's going to work out for you. If you brought a situation to the Lord and you said, Lord, take care of this, work it out for me, leave it there. Because once you pray on it and you give it to the Lord, it's hot. Don't go back and touch it because you're going to burn yourself. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spa Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend that Jesus is going to work it out, y'all. Let's go. on coming. It's time to keep on singing and keep on coming, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting it on with our spiritual feeding. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to my aunt. She's always on top of things. Shout out to Gwen. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some more love because this is what it's all about. It's about getting the love. It's about thanking God. It's about being thankful for what you got on today. Not what somebody else got. Don't worry about what nobody else doing and what they got and what their blessing is and what God is doing for them on today. Be thankful for what God has blessed you with your stuff. Because we get caught up and we get caught up real fast. So y'all just be thankful. Thank God for who he is. 310, I'm about to get to you in a few seconds to open you up on the line. Just bear with me because you know the devil is always working. But one thing about me, he can't steal my joy. He can't take nothing from me because God has already put something in my life and ordained some things on my life for me.
Hello?
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for being patient. I had to log back into the show and fix my technical situation. But I'm going to go to the hotline. I got 310-663 live in the building. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Where you calling from and what's your name?
Diva, what's up? This is Tweek Beaks.
Hey, Tweek Beaks. What's going on? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. You know, it's always a pleasure.
We talking about today, and big shout out to Tweek Weeks, and you know we got to give you a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. That's
so,
up.
Tweek, I did, and God bless you on today. Tweek Beaks, for everybody that don't know him, Tweek Beaks is an extraordinary producer, man.
He's making them beats.
And he's getting it in. Keisha Cole's new album that just came out, I Got My Album.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. I Got My Album. I went and got it from Target with a couple of the shopping that I did. And, you know,
right.
and the song is great. The song is really, really great. And I'm going to play that on the show today. Ha, ha.
That's what's up. Just to get it in. I just had to call it. Go ahead.
We're talking about abandonment on today. You know, we get in the spiritual feeding on today. But, you know, sometimes we abandon. We feel like people has abandoned us. We feel like God has abandoned us. You know, and at the same token, we abandon people and we abandon God. And I know a lot of times, you know, when you're dealing with the industry or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to say that you abandoned the situation, but it's probably been sometimes that you wanted to pull out or back off of the situation. What is your encouragement on today's out or for the people out there today that's feeling abandoned or that has abandoned their dreams?
I think somebody had told me this, like, you know, when you right at the point where when you're ready to give up and give in, you know what I mean, and you give up on what you're going for and what you're chasing, that's the point where people don't know how close they were to accomplishing what it is. So the point where sometimes it's been points where I wanted to give up, and I had to realize, you know, I kept going after I gave up, but I had to realize that once you give up, you're probably 2 inches close to what you was trying to accomplish, but it was been so hectic, you know what I mean, that you just gave in, but you couldn't see the finish lines is blurry, you know what I mean, but they didn't really know that the finish line was right in front of you, so that just, you know what I mean, that just goes to show that you just really, really can't, if you got a passion in selling, if your heart is really in it, you gotta stay with it and try not to abandon it, you know what I mean, and for the people that feel abandoned by whoever or God or whatever, God stays there. He never abandoned me. You know what I mean? Because I'm still standing through all the stuff I through, and a lot of people around me went through a lot of stuff, and they're still standing. You feel me? So it's just a you know, something that you gotta stick in. It sounds hard to some people to do that when the situation comes, you know, comes ten times harder than what I'm going through. But you just gotta stick in there and stay with it, and you know, your blessings will come. It's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
And you definitely right about that. Your blessings will come, and you got to have that faith. You know, you got to have that unbelievable faith. You got to trust God no matter what. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuned in on the line and everybody that's tuned in live on Diva Spot TV. I got the Diva Spot TV live rocking right now. You know, you can see me in the visual.
Yeah, I'm picking you up. Yeah, I see you all on the screen looking all pretty. See, you trying to get me in trouble. See, I got you all on the screen, and the wife in here, like, she asked me where I'm looking at. I'm like, oh, that's a little girl, man.
But, you know, wifey knows she got the number one spot, and, you know, God, I just want y'all to see what God has done for me. Y'all see this glow on my face? Y'all see the smile? On my face, the Lord has gave it to me, and I may have to refresh the page a couple of times, but the Lord has blessed me with doing my show and tweak with y'all support and love and encouragement. I am at 2,915 listeners, 44 other radio personalities rocking with me, and now we doing Diva Spot TV. We getting it in, and I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I can't go without giving the word of God. I just can't. It's just in me, and I'm encouraging them on today, all of the people that feel abandoned. And, you know, I'm going to refresh the page for all those that's tuning live on me because I'm out of sync. But I want to encourage everybody on today that's feeling abandoned. Like, you're not abandoned, and don't abandon your dreams. Don't give up. See, you're right where you need to be. You're right where you're supposed to be with this thing. You know, God has something for you, and can't nobody take it from you. But you know who's going to take your dreams from you? You know who's going to take your success from you? You. You're going to be so busy worried about what everybody up on, looking at other people's boxes, looking with their name on it, and you ain't doing nothing but dropping your blessing in their box.
Right. Exactly.
Y'all work it out. I mean, if we would have gave up Tweak a long time ago, we wouldn't even ever met each other. We wouldn't have been able to do what we've been doing. We going into a new year strong.
Exactly.
Strong.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. It's a lot of things ahead for you. I'm quite sure because I see your show growing as we speak. You know what I mean? And I've been blessed to have, you know, get to the point where I'm at in my career to where I didn't think I would actually get to, you know, a lot of people starting to recognize, but I'm still doing it like I'm hungry, which I ain't, you know, I don't get no big head. I'm still working just like I started, and just like nobody knows me, and nobody knows heard the production and nothing. So I just that's my New Year's thing, to keep a level head, and you know what I mean, and just continue to bless people with good music. You know what I'm saying? To feel the fill the soul up. No, I try not to make watered down music. So, you know, just so new year, new things, new passions. Keep your passions and keep going with it. And you know what I mean? And you can accomplish anything. I'm quite sure you feel me on that.
I definitely feel you on that. You got to encourage yourself. You got to keep encouraging yourself. Keep telling yourself when you feel in some type of way. And as we speak, I'm pulling up this Keisha Coles, but you got to encourage yourself. You got to keep saying to yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made. See, y'all ain't hearing me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right.
I mean, seriously. Got to get that because you got to encourage yourself on today. And if you ain't cheering for you, how I'm supposed to cheer for you if you won't even cheer for yourself?
Yourself,
I mean,
right. Exactly.
How can I cheer for you and you not cheering for yourself? Why do you want me to go out my way and get my pom-poms out and raise my voice and lose my voice when you over there sitting over there at the pity party, having a pity
right.
party? All sweet. Things ain't going right for me. Ain't nobody
right.
listening. Ain't nobody paying attention. And when this is going to happen, this
right.
was, like, you know I'm a fool. This is going to happen. You're going to have a pity party, and then your friend going to go and have a talk about tea party about you. And you're going to be
right.
mad.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, she over there depressed again. She over there starting that depressed stuff. Ain't nobody got
right.
time for all that. And then the word going to get back to you, and you're going to be super duper mad. Why are you mad?
Right.
You gave them the palate.
Yep.
You gave them
all
something
that.
To talk about. You gave it to them.
Exactly. A lot of people, they put their own business out there. Sometimes I like to keep my stuff to myself, even when I'm going through a lot of stuff. You mean, just me and God know what's going on, but I still try to keep a positive attitude. A lot of people ain't really, you know, learned how to do that, but, you know, it's just those are the ones you got to pray for. You know what I mean? And everybody got their faults, and, you know, everybody got their things that they're not good at, and things that they do make mistakes. Everybody make mistakes, but it's just got to be grown enough to, you know, realize your mistakes and just, you know, keep it all moving, man. Keep it all positive.
I like
if possible.
I like what you said about keep myself to myself. I like to keep myself to myself. I do.
Yeah.
I like keeping me to me.
Right.
You know, sometimes I have to keep me and keep my stuff safe. This my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and when we go out there and we tell the world about it, the first person you were supposed to be telling was the Lord.
Right.
About any situation that was going on. That was what you were supposed to do. See, you failed to tell, you know, the world about, I mean, you failed to tell God, go to God first and say, God, this is my situation. This was going on. The meditation
right.
with the Lord. See, that's your friend. You ain't got to worry about him talking about you, pointing the finger at you like, oh, you bugging. Or, you
right.
know, having his own judgment because he wants what's good for you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I can have the victory on today and just be thankful.
Right.
And no matter, you know, how people may hate on you, they're going to try to pick every negative thing that they can do.
Yeah.
Every negative thing that they can say.
You
but I would say this, follow my steps so you can get like me. I can improvise. Once one thing don't go right, just like that I was doing the show from Skype. Skype started
right.
acting up, being brand new. I said, all right, I got another way. I can call from my phone. You know, I can do it from my other switchboard. I'm going to do what's best for me. God gave me a palette. God gave me a tool to not only have Diva Spot Radio, but also to have Diva Spot TV.
Yeah.
Get like me.
Kid like her.
I'm about to play this music. Let me clear this out right here because I want y'all to be able to hear this clearly because I went and got my Keisha Cole's album, and I have to say Keisha Cole's looking fabulous. Go on, Keisha.
Right.
Get
do
it, Keisha.
Do
I like
thing.
The whole, yeah, I like the whole blue lips with the little red heart in the middle. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty fashionable. I can see that she's been in Fashion Week a lot.
Yep.
And the song that you produced, is it If I Fall in Love Again?
Yes, If I Fall in Love Again, number 4 on the album, and it's featuring Faith Evans.
Faith Evans. We're about to get into that right now.
It's actually a Biggie sample, but I went ahead and sampled the Biggie, and then I laid my keys and things over it to made it a more R&B. So, you know, check it out. They should like it.
Here we go, y'all.
Got my girl Faith.
Wow, that was your girl, Keisha Cole's Fake Diamonds on it, produced by Tweak Beats. Like, that was definitely a banger right there. I'm definitely feeling that joint, man. Y'all make sure y'all go out and cop Keisha Cole's album. It's definitely worth the play, man. Like, I'm definitely loving that Keisha came back the way that she did. She always stayed positive. She always stayed in the midst of things, and she always did her thing. Like, God is so good at the end of the day. And that's what's the most important thing. No matter what weapons is formed against you, they shall not prosper, shall not work. Like, Tweak, I know you're real proud of that situation right there. You got so much more to come in store.
Yeah, yeah. I got that's just beginning for me. I'm trying to keep it going and bless people with these tunes, man. People got to hear this. I'm trying to get it out, you know what I mean? And that's like the beginning. I got a few other placements other than that, but it's just really starting to roll in, you know what I mean? So I've just been blessed with seeing success, a little bit of success in the industry, just a little bit, kicking open the door just a little bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely what's up, Tweak. I thank you for calling in. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're checking in on a live screen, you won't be able to hear the people talking unless you call into the station to listen to it, because Skype is acting like an AKA NN. For those who know what NN, we all know what it is. But, Tweak, I thank you for calling in. And shout out to Wifey. Happy holidays and Happy New Year's to y'all. You dig?
That's right. That's what's up. You too. Keep it 100.
All right. God is so good, man. No matter where you at, just understand Tweak is a great person to network. He is a producer. He makes beats. Like, he goes in. Like, and it feels so good, like, at the end of the day, to have real people on my team, like, people that's networking with me for real. Like, there's three type of people I feel in the industry. People that make things happen, people that watch things happen, and people that ask what happened. Sneak is one of them people that make things happen. And shout out to Cali, man. West all day. Like, I'm all over everywhere. So go to the phone for all those tuning in. I'm going to put it up here, 347-850-1521. So you can hear the live feed. And you can hear what's going on. I'm going to try to log back into Skype so y'all can hear it once again, but I ain't going to make no promises. God is so good, and if you're feeling abandoned on today, you got to encourage yourself. How we going to root for you when you ain't rooting for your own self? That's what I'm saying. How can I root for you and you're not rooting for your own self? How can I rock out with you and be on your team and you not even out there rocking for your own self? We ain't going to be able to help you fight unless you fight. Fight. Fight for them dreams. Fight for what you want, but don't feel abandoned. Don't start getting into this whole pity party situation. Start feeling abandoned and start letting, you know, God slip out of your life. That's not what's up. You let God slip out of your life, you're going to have a real big problem at the end of the day. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. Diva Mary K. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, and we encouraging y'all on today to just, you know, encourage somebody else, even if your spirit down. Sometimes I feel better when I encourage other people to get up, get out, and get something. I feel real good when I encourage other people to, you know, just to take the initiative to do something, to be something for themselves. How you going to have something you ain't asked for? And a lot of us, we can get anything that we want, but we don't ask God. We don't go to God and ask him. We just think that God's supposed to just, you know, just sprinkle some fairy dust and give you whatever you want. That's not how that goes. You got to put in some work. And when I say work, I mean real work. We think we going through something. How about this? I watched The Passion of the Christ, right? And I was watching how Judas betrayed Jesus. He took him to where Jesus was at. They was in the middle of the woods. They took him. They snatched Jesus up, beat Jesus down all the way from the time that they captured him. So they took him to the king. The king didn't see no fault. They took him to another king. He didn't see no fault. And they beat him all the way up that long hill up on Calvary, up on that big mountain. They beat him down. He carried a heavy cross to his death for them to crucify him on. And we'll lose our bus card and be like, oh, my God. Or we'll stub our toe and say, oh, my God. Or we'll worry about what somebody say about us or try to downgrade us and say, oh, Lord, help me. Look at this. Unnecessary. Hey, Fitz Hansen, I'm about to give you the boot. Look. You ain't even see it coming. You out of here. Any negative that comes towards you, turn it into a positive. If they hating on what you do, turn it into a positive. If they hating on your music, tell them, you know what, thank you for the upgrade. If they hating on how you look and what you doing, tell them, you know what, thank you for the upgrade. I'm so blessed that you gave me that information. And don't be mad if somebody giving you some correction at the same time, man. Don't be mad. Sometimes you need that correction. Sometimes you need the Lord to bless you. Sometimes you need to stand for correction. It makes you better. You will get everything God has for you when you give God everything you have. Ah, say it, Pooh Bear. Shout out to Desmond in the room. Hey, Desmond, how you doing? We encouraging each other on today. We now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. But give me, look at this. We encouraging each other on today. And that's what it's about. God is good. Hey, Dez, watch out for the boot. Out of here. This is how we do it each and every day. We keep it moving. God is so good.
You got to be able to take the negative and turn it to the positive and keep it moving. I'm so thank you. You're right. You're right, Pooh. I'm so thankful that God is who he is. For all those who, you know, you definitely want to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. When the angel Gabriel announced to Mary, when he told Mary that she was going to conceive a child, you know, by the Holy Spirit, she must have seen all her dreams just shrivel up and die right before her eyes. You know, she was engaged to be married. Now she will be abandoned and humiliated. You know, Mary, she had a good reputation. And now with this new profound information, now she will be subjected to whispers and gossip. They was going to be talking about her. Mary had looked forward to a long and happy life with Joseph as Joseph's wife. That was something. I'm going to be Joseph's wife, and I'm going to have a long and happy life. Sometimes things don't work out that way. Now she can only look forward to a life in a need of a property. She thought that was what's going to happen to her, but the angel's message was that nothing is impossible with God. God encouraged Mary. He encouraged her. And he encourages us to keep our faith. No matter what, keep your faith. And never lose hope. Mary was not abandoned. Didn't nobody abandon her. You know, she would regain her reputation and she would still be Joseph's wife. And in the same way, God won't abandon us as well. When we seek his will, our dreams will be realized because he is our Lord and Savior. He is with us for a long haul. God ain't just with us part-time. He just don't love us part-time. He just don't give us part-time blessings. Y'all got to get this. God don't give you part-time blessings. He give you each and everything that you prayed on, stayed on, laid on, and been faithful. When your child do good in school, you know, when you do good on your job, when you stay focused on the plan, when you stay focused on the message, don't you get rewarded? We all need to watch Eli over and over and over again. But don't you reward your child when they stay obedient, they be respectful, they follow what you said, they listen to your commandments, and they live up to the standards that you want them to live up to. Don't we reward them? Well, God want to reward us too. And I know some people out there like, look, Diva Mary Kay, I've been banging and slanging. I've been tricking and dipping. I've been drugging and bugging. Who am I to praise the Lord? You are the most important person that need to be praising the Lord. Because you are God's child. God wants you to give yourself back to him. Trust me. All it takes is some trust. I mean, really, all it takes is for you to trust the Lord. The Lord is always available. He's always on time. He's always going to be with us. But we got to let him in and show some respect and be faithful. You idolize your mate. You idolize your job. You idolize everything that's going on. And when you lose those, what happens? Them dangerous D's come in. You start getting people around you, that's all in your head. The dangerous D is doubt, discouragement, and despairingness. Oh, she all holier than thou. He all holier than thou now. Oh, just last week he was on the corner banging and slanging. Just last week she was tricking and dipping. How you going to let somebody in the world tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing? How could that person didn't create you? They didn't do nothing for you but give their opinion. But God has always prevailed. Because your haters, the one that's haters, and the ones that disbelieve, you need to ask them, who protected you last night while you were sleeping when you was the most close to death? Who gave you life on today? You did that? Oh, okay. God bless you, deuces. And you pray for them, no matter what. We get caught up in the world and everything that's going on in the world, and we feel some type of way like it ain't going to get no better. Like we, like things are just going to go towards the worst. How can I be happy here on earth and all this stuff going on? It's just chaos around me. But in the midst of the storm, I got peace because I know that I'm a resident of heaven. I just live on earth. This is not my final home, so why am I investing worry, pain, stress, all the nonsense into it? Why should I invest any of these emotions into it? Pooh Bear, right. Pooh Bear said, the haters need this show more than anyone. Stay strong, baby girl. Oh, yes, my faith is stronger than my will. I need haters. I need the people who broken it, and I need the people who are in disbelief that God is good. Because I know what he did for me. He turned my situation around in 72 hours. Y'all ain't going to tell me that God ain't good. Y'all not going to tell me that God ain't good.
It's good all the time.
Even when I was down and out and I didn't know where I was going, and when I had almost lost my mind, my family still believed in me. Gwen still believed in me. Annette still believed in me. Nakima, Keith, Nita. They still believed in me. They loved me for who I am and who I will never be. I know how strong that is to have somebody to love you in spite of everything that's going on in your situation. You know how it feels to have somebody to encourage you no matter what. I can tell y'all how I feel. It feels like blessed. I feel blessed. I'm so thankful that God has given me this talent, not only to be able and to multitask back and forth, to be able to see where my family and my friends can see me at a point in my life where I can truly call myself a queen. Y'all better get this. Y'all better understand what God has for you. Well, I can truly call myself a queen. Well, I can truly say I'm a diva. Diva is divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. Get it together. But I had to lose some things. I had to fall down. I had to fall down. I had to fall down on my face. It had to get for me to go through some stuff. I'd have been homeless. Thank God I ain't never been locked up. I'm thankful for that one. I'd have been shut out. You know, I'd have been talked about. I'd have been gone. I'd have been, you know, people just say, like, whatever, she's doing her own thing. But the people who love me, the ones who are true friends. See, we talk about friends all the time. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's my roadie. That's my homeboy. That's my homegirl. Let me tell y'all what a real friend is, y'all. According to what God says, a real friend. According to what the Lord says, a real friend is. Because we run around here talking about that's my roadie, that's my dog, that's my ace boom coon, that's my boo. Nah. I doubt it. I'm going to show y'all how to evaluate y'all friendships with people y'all calling y'all friends. And I spoke on friendship. Here it is. Knowing what a friend is and should be, the first step to determine whether or not you have a friend is to know what a friend or is or should be. Go to the Bible and see God's definition. God tells us a friend is someone who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. Say it. That's Job 16:20. A friend is always there for you during the good times and the bad times. That's Proverbs 17:17. A friend will stick closer to you than a brother. That's Proverbs 18:24. And a friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. That's Proverbs 27:6. A friend will bring out the best in you. Proverbs 27:17 says that. And A friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. Now look at your friend now. Look at your mate now. And see, do you really have a friend? I had to pause on that because some of y'all look like, wow. And not just only your friends judging them by what according to the God says. Your mate, too. Your mate should be there as the intercessor. When trouble surrounds you, your mate should jump in because your mate should be your friend before they be anything.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to set my feelings aside in spite of how I feel about you. I want what's best for you anyway, in spite of how I'm feeling right now, my own feelings. I want what's best for you anyway. A friend should be a person that intercessed when trouble surrounds you. Your friend should bring out the best in you. That's as well as your mate. But the one friend that you do have and that you always going to have before you even got here and when you're going is a friend in Jesus. And God, God is mighty. Oh, he is wonderful. And I love telling everybody about him. I love telling everybody about them. Yeah, Boo, you want to sing an excellent song? Call the number, Boo. Let's sing a song. But no problem. And we can sing a song after the show if you want to. I'm so thankful that God is who he is on today. We've been rocking on this show. We got 15 minutes left in the show. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And log in with me on a live chat, too. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com and know that you got a friend in Jesus. God is good. But you got to let him be good to you. You got to let him give you a second chance. He gonna bless you real good. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else, y'all. I've been lied on, cheated, all talked about, misleading. I'm about to go to the hotline. Pooh, are you live on Diva Star Radio ENT? What's going on, mama?
As long as I got King Jesus, long, I don't need nobody else. No doctor,
oh.
No lawyer, no preacher, no teacher. Long as I got King Jesus, long, I don't need nobody else.
And that's just how they go. That's
that's. That's definitely what's up. I definitely got that song on deck for you. I'm about to play that right now so y'all can get some victory on the day.
It's your girl Diva Spot Radio E. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. And you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
King Jesus.
King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Yes, go ahead, Makai.
Should I let the Holy Ghost use it?
Say it again, Makai.
Should I let the Holy Ghost use it?
Say it loud, Makai.
Let the Holy Ghost use it.
Yes, you gotta let the Holy Ghost use you. Say it, Makai.
You gotta let the Holy Ghost use
you. Go. Yes. Makai just popped in.
Oh,
it's my co-host, Makai Sharab. Makai, say what's up to everybody. Yes. How good is God? How good has God been to you, Makai?
Very good.
Very good. Is God on time for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is God a burden bearer?
Mm-hmm.
Is God always there and available for you?
Yeah.
Preach to the people. Tell them about the Lord.
The Lord heals anything from you. He will bless you. You got to get the Lord's name. You got to get the Lord's name.
Mm.
Got to get the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen, Brother Makai.
Amen.
Oh, man. The church say amen.
Amen.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
You gotta let the Holy Ghost use you. Get the Spirit, use your Brother Makai. Tell him.
You gotta let the Holy Ghost use you.
Yes, what else you gotta do?
You gotta let the Spirit trust you, man. You gotta trust the Spirit, but the Spirit had an important person you ever had. Now that they'll talk.
Gary, y'all gotta see him walk down. He's serious, and that's real talk. Father God, we just thank you on today. We just thank you, Lord, for just coming and us to be able to come together and witness together, love one another, preach and teach to one another, even bringing the kids into it. Yes, Lord, we know that you are, that you happy, glad right now, that your heart is full, and you get the victory, Lord. You, not us, Lord, you get the victory.
You got to feel catchy, too.
Yeah, you got to feel catchy. You got to feel catchy to catch the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Come on, Brother Makai, keep on adding on to this. And that's real talk.
You got to be catchy to get the catchy spirit.
Yes, you got to be catchy to get the catchy spirit. What's up with that catchy spirit, Makai?
Got to catch him.
You got to catch the spirit? You got to chase that spirit down? You got to pray?
Yep, you got to pray on him.
You got to pray on him? Pray on who?
The spirit.
The spirit? And who's the spirit?
Jesus.
Jesus, say it loud.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Wait, I got to open Pooh-Bear up on the line.
You got to believe in him.
You got to
He's the best of Jesus in the whole wide world.
Y'all hear that? He is the best of Jesus in the whole wide world. Father, you are wonderful. You are amazing. We are about to close this show out.
Hey, bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you. We gonna show you how to apply this. If you feeling abandoned, and if you going through some stuff right now, we all have dreams up for our future, y'all. You know, some come true quickly, some seem hopelessly out of grasp, but when we seek the Lord, the Lord's will of wisdom, we can rest assured that He will be with us. Emmanuel, the translation for Emmanuel is God is with us. He will show us which dream. He will show us which dreams are ours to hold on to and which dreams best left for someone else. His presence will be a constant reminder that if we stand firm and seek His will, absolutely nothing is impossible. All heads bow. All hearts open. Father God, dear Lord, Father God, I just thank you for just coming into this house today, coming into all the viewers' house, all the people that's listening live online on the radio show, Lord. We just thank you, dear God, my Lord and Savior. Give me the faith to remember that you are a mighty God, Lord. Father God, help us to always seek your will in our lives, Lord. Father God, help us to know that nothing can stand in the way of your perfect will. And nothing is impossible through you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Don't work, don't perform, and don't be powerful.
Mm-hmm. God bless y'all. God bless all of y'all. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We going to get our spiritual feeding on one more time, once again, tomorrow, 9 a.m. on the East Coast and 12 p.m. on the West Coast. If the time changes, you know I'm going to text you and let you know and send you an update. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, career third. We about to get out of here with, let's see a good song we can get out of here with.
Deuces.
What about the victory?
Oh, yeah.
Macau like deuces. Yeah. You like that song, Macau Victory?
Yeah.
Yolanda Adams Victory? Let's find it. This is my co-host. He's usually on my switchboard doing it all for me. He's multi-talented. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Here it is. This is Yolanda Adams Victory, man. We out of here.